makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang hair loss specialist at hairstylist na si Lexi Love. Magandang umaga si Lexi.
Magandang umaga, mabuhay.
Kumusta ka?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Ito, excited to talk about hair trends for 2018.
Yes. I love your hair, by the way.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. And you as well. I love your hair extensions. We'll talk more about your hair extensions as well later on. Bago natin pag-usapan yung tungkol sa kung ano yung uso ngayon, pag-usapan muna natin kung saan nagsimula yung passion mo for hair.
Yeah. I've always liked doing hair since I was young, since I was a boy. Now I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think after high school, my dad forced me to do VCE, but then I really wanted to do hairdressing.
Yep.
So I started earning money doing hair since high school. And then it took me a while to get a job. And then I've always liked Beyoncé's hair. And then no matter what I try to do, kahit anong kulay ko, bleach, whatever, like, oh my God, I can't recreate that look.
Uh-huh.
And then I stumbled upon a salon on Chapel Street and I applied for an apprenticeship. And they specialize in hair extensions. And then that's when I realized, like, oh my God, Beyoncé, you've been lying to me all my life.
Hair extensions pala yun.
It's mostly hair extensions and wigs. So she's, that's when my world of hair opened up.
So, hindi pala talagang natural yung kulot ni Beyoncé?
No.
Ah.
Like, you notice on her concert, no matter how she dance and she sweats, her hair looks perfect. I'm like, how does Beyoncé does that?
Mm.
So, that's how I got into hair extensions.
Mm.
And it was so expensive. So, I really, really pushed myself to work into that field.
So, did you have to practice and learn or study hair extensions?
The salon that I worked in was specializing in that, so I was trained. I was trained by Japanese stylists, English stylists, Korean. And then I went to Biba Academy for the certificate. And, yeah.
Are they real hair?
They are real hair. Depends. In Australia, the Russian hair is it's mostly needed because it suits the hair of Australian clientele. And when it comes to thicker coarse hair, we tend to go to South American hair.
Hmm.
Not so much with Filipino hair because the market is not, it's expensive actually, Filipino hair is thick. Indian hair is the most cheapest and most available. And then it gets made.
Hmm.
So we source out the hair and then there's a whole underworld about it. So yeah, depends on the suitable, like if it suits the client's hair.
So when I go to your salon and ask you, can I get an Indian hair? Do you get the choice?
I tend to go more of the feel and the look of the hair.
Most
clients would go, oh, that looks perfect. They would go for that. Mm. They would pay for that. But I would put the hair next to the client's hair. And if it camouflages, if it looks natural, the tones, the texture and everything, then that's what I would use. And it's very costly. So this short-term, there's a long-term goal.
If you want a long-term goal, that's more expensive, hey?
It's high maintenance.
Mm.
But women are high maintenance.
I know.
But you feel pretty, It's like confidence.
Yep.
How much do you pay for confidence? Mm. Yeah. Like I always say to my clients, with the hair comes the attitude. Like I'm always a different person without my hair. Yeah.
That's why they say hair is the crowning glory.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, speaking of hair, let's talk about the trends. I know hair extension has always been there.
Yeah.
Apart from hair extensions, what sort of hair trends do we have for 2018?
I think 2018, everyone is like living that celebrity lifestyle. So individuality, it's you do what you feel. And because we live in the internet era, everything is so accessible. So if you feel like having purple hair, the wig culture is entering the Westerners and Australians. So, everyone is just like wanting to change their look. So if you want to look like 80s or something like that,
it's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, but the main trend for the hair and fashion, for hair mainly, is coming back to the roots. So everybody is leaning towards to having natural color, natural hair, low maintenance, which is the balayage. And, so it's more easier for the hair. And people have been more aware of hair loss, like, the vegans and the organic. So the products are becoming more environmental friendly.
Organic.
So everyone is like kind of being more cautious as I mean, fashion progresses.
How about the fringe, short hair? Anyone can do that. Is there a right facial structure as well? Nababaga yung mga ganung buhok.
Look, in school, there is technically. Yeah. But for me, I think like if I give my clients a hairstyle, I motivate them to have that attitude. Yeah. It's adaptability. And also, I mean, I love Vidal Sassoon. Mm. Vidal Sassoon wouldn't give you a haircut if it doesn't suit you. I mean, I wouldn't give someone with a square face with a fringe because it's going to make it look more.
Yep.
You know, haircut and hairstyles are meant to make you feel more confident.
Mm.
So I tend to go get to know more of my client individually as a person.
Mm.
That's how like the stylist I am.
Mm.
I wouldn't say, oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that for the money. No, I wouldn't do that. No.
And as a hairstylist, Alexi, it requires a great amount of responsibility as well.
Very, yeah. Mm. Oh my God.
Mm.
The amount of, because we go into the personal bubble of clients.
Yep.
Like you, I'm sure you've been to hair salons.
Mm.
And, you know, like one day I turn up to work and ask my client how she is. And next, you know, she's crying and saying that, you know, it's a lot of drama, but also you have to do your work. It's a lot of technical things. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's empowering women. Also, it's a great way to express yourself.
How do you usually give advice to them?
Like what I've said, I get to know them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship. If we click and connect, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. The trust is there. And also, you have to balance the commercialism.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot just go, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that. I'm more of a customized, like haute couture hairstylist. I ask the client, you know, what's their lifestyle, how do they wear their hair every day. So things like that, it matters. And how much are they willing to commit? It's a commitment.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, I have to see my clients every once a month. You know, it's not so much of a culture in the Philippines. I mean,
come and go lang.
It's in the Philippines, come and go.
Uh-oh.
In Australia, kasi ano eh. It's my appointment. It's a relationship. We become like counselors.
Hair counselors.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know that this is a big responsibility for you being a hairstylist. So you're very committed to it.
Yeah.
How do you start your day?
I start my day, like I live in Geelong. I choose by choice.
Mm.
And I travel every day. So what I would do, I would read a book. I would read magazine Vogue. I love Vogue.
Is that where you also get styles?
Yeah. You have to. You have to keep on trend. Who would want to have an 80s style hair in 2018? So I have to keep up my passion for fashion and give it to my clients. So it's an hour train ride to Geelong to Southern Cross. So by the time I get to work, I'm relaxed and have my coffee or whatever, ready for the client.
Mm,
just
listening.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a lot of reason why women go to the salon. It's either they're sad, they're celebrating something, or there's something new.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, we talked about your haircut last time. You wanted, because you've moved to Australia, so you want something new.
Yes, reinvent yourself.
Reinvent yourself. So there's a lot of things.
So, kumbaga, meron siya nakakabit na emosyon.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my 7 years of experience working in hair extensions and hair losses, it's connected. Like, it's not vanity. Like, women do their hair to cope with society or to just have fun and to forget, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun. And also to express and show everyone, just, oh, this is me. Because we live in a visual world. So you see reflections. Everyone has selfies. Mm. Everyone has Facebook post photos.
Mm.
So it's like a celebrity lifestyle. That's what I realized when I work in hair extensions. My world was opened up to lots of information, how celebrities, you know, when you were young, when the internet doesn't exist back then.
Magazines.
It's like, oh my God, like, she was blonde and next thing you know, she's black hair. So that's how I learned to embrace it. And now it's going into sharing it to the common people.
Mm-hmm.
Common people, normal people, I guess. Because there's a lot of women are unhappy with themselves, you know. As a transsexual, it's my responsibility to share my
expertise.
My transformation journey. That, hey, you know, don't feel like you're loshang or you're ugly just because you have kids. You can always reinvent yourself. Hair extensions. You don't have to wait for years to grow your hair. It's a part of adaptability in a fun way. And also, a lot of women are so attached to, like, oh, I just want my hairstyle like this. I'm sure you have an auntie or a friend that looks exactly the same as
years go by.
Your fandom.
Yeah, you know.
They have the bob, the fringe.
Do you encourage women to be playful and be creative?
Be very playful. Explore. Get to know your stylist. They will be your best friend. And also be open to different hairstyles. Because for myself, when I change a hairstyle, I explore another avenue of myself. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that I can, you know, I still have it. You know what I mean? When you cut your hair short, you actually question your femininity. Mm. Like, oh my God, am I going to look like a boy? Or when people compliment you, oh my God, it looks good. You feel validated. Mm. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be validated. And also, you know, I mean, for most of housewife or girlfriends, you want your boyfriend or your husband to notice. But having a different hairstyle, being playful with it, it's for yourself because you become more brave and become more courageous.
Hair advice for women out there who's listening to us.
For Filipinos who just moved to Australia, a lot of them wash their hair every day. So Australia has a very harsh weather. So less washing it.
Ah.
You need the oil. You need the oil to make it healthy.
Natural oil. Nanskar.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. You need that. I mean, because in the Philippines, people wash their hair
Every day,
three times a day, because of the pollution and we sweat. And in Australia, because it's dry heat.
Yeah.
And sometimes winter, we wash with our hair with hot water.
Yep.
So you have to put that in mind. That's why the common thing that I heard from Filipino women that migrate in Australia is they're losing hair. So you have to change. Also, products that you use, less sulfate. I mean, Google is there. So sulfate, free if you're
allergic.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, budget-wise.
Yeah, but like almost all shampoos have sulfate.
At the end of the day, I mean, I tell the client it's bad.
Mm.
But it's your hair. It's your decision. Mm. If you want to look like $1 million, so invest in yourself. So you have to be very aware. I mean, a lot of colors. I mean, in Australia, cosmetic is very much, they're very strict. So you rest assured that every product that comes into Australia is good for you. But also do your homework and get to know your hairstylist. You know, a lot of women do their hair at home and because of the internet, they just watch the YouTube.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's a dodgy job. Save yourself, like, you know, save money. And also you help a stylist earn a living. You have to always check your doctor if you're allergic to color.
Mm.
There's a lot of colors that, there's a lot of people who are allergic to colors. So first get to know your stylist and ask them to do a test trend.
Mm.
There's also products that you can use without ammonia. Mm. Most colors now has no ammonia. I always say try it. You only live once. At least, you know, you can go to your grandkids or, oh, I had purple hair. I've had every color.
Mm-hmm.
At least you try it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of women who have trauma with bad hair jobs, like hair color jobs.
Yes, true.
Give other hairstylists a chance. Like what I said, it's a relationship. Don't just go, because a lot of women are so impulsive, like, oh, I want it blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, you know, just do the process. Respect the process. I always tell my clients, respect the process. I can't make you blonde in one day. I'm not a magician. Just at least try it once.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of different techniques.
Mm.
Hairdressers have developed different techniques, different products. So don't be scared. Try it.
How much do a regular hair maintenance in a month should a woman save for?
Look, most of my clients pay minimum about $150.
Per visit.
$150 minimum to $300, goes up to $1,000.
Mm.
But I'm very easy with my clients. Like, if this is what you, I mean, this is your price range and this is what you could do, I'll see what I could do for you. At least, you know, the relationship is still get going there. You look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If you look beautiful, I look beautiful too.
Mm. Ayan po ang ating mga hair advice mula sa ating hair expert, hairstylist, and hair loss specialist, Lexi Love. Maraming salamat, Lexi.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.